Well, it's time now for the Athlete of the Week program being brought to you by the Lenoa Intermediate School District, recognizing excellence in competition and the determination student athletes require to succeed both in and out of the classroom. And it's my pleasure to introduce in studio our Athlete of the Week, Aiden Smith from Adrian High School and cross country. And Aiden, welcome back in. You're no stranger here to the Cave. You were here last year with us. I think our first ever Athlete of the Week. And congratulations on a great year. And I know you set the school record twice this year.
Yep. Thank you.
So tell us about it.
I mean, it was cool. Throughout the summer, we worked very hard with the boys and everybody. And then to be able to break the school record at the regional course in Hudson Mills was just big. And then to do it again at Milan was just even bigger. So I'm hoping for a great weekend. So
we've had a lot of personal bests this year from all the runners on your team.
Yeah, we had Sophie Skills, who broke the girls' school record, and then she just broke it again this weekend, too. So we're hoping for and the girls won the regionals, and the boys placed third. So we're hoping for a big weekend this weekend.
Well, we had your coach in here, Tom McNaughton, and he talked a lot about you and the other teammates on your team. And of course, it all wraps up this weekend at Michigan International Speedway. And I know you've run this course many, many times before. Tom was saying that the temperatures might be a factor this coming weekend.
Yeah, I did see it was supposed to rain a lot, and the wind gusts were supposed to be like 20, 25. So I'm hoping for a slight change maybe today or tomorrow. So
temperature up close to 70, though,
yeah,
I hear.
I mean, it's hot, yeah, but I don't really like running in the hot weather. I like running in the cold weather. But the wind gusts will probably affect our times, I would say so.
So we talked to Tom about, you know, the fact when season started back in August, you know, you're trying to get your times a little bit better each time until you come up to this weekend. And he seems to think that you guys have been very, very successful.
Yeah, I think we all have. I think we've all PR'd at the end of the season, and that's the goal. You want to start out, we start out hitting PRs, and then we start breaking them down throughout the year, and that's the goal. So we're hoping this weekend we can all go out and PR again. So
I guess I really didn't ask when we had your coach on, but what's kind of practice like for you guys? I mean, how many times do you practice a week? How much do you run when you practice? I mean, I'm not a big runner, but I mean, I'm assuming you guys do a lot of running, stretching throughout the week. And
well, it really just depends on, like, what week it is. So in the summer, we usually start out after we finish track. We'll take 2 weeks off, and then we'll start off. Usually, it's only 5 days a week of running. And then by August, September, we'll do 6 or 7 days a week, and we'll run about 40 to 45. And then this year, I hit about 60 miles a week. And then in, like, mid-October, we'll start cutting down, hitting, like, just 40, 45. And then these last 2 weeks, we've been, like, tapering, so we've been hitting, like, 35. So it really just depends on what week and what day you're at. So
how many miles do you about run a day, usually?
Usually about 5 or 6.
5 or 6, okay.
5 or 6. So.
Just around town?
Yeah, Kiwanis Trail is, like, what we use the most, or just, like, just running around town, which is cool. So.
And your home track is probably considered, I can't remember the name of it, where you run basically for your meets here?
Oh, at Heritage.
Yeah, at Heritage. Yeah. I'm sorry, I couldn't remember the name. Yeah. But Heritage Park, is that kind of similar to the other venues that you run?
It's kind of like, we'd say, like our slower course because of, like, all the hills it has. Like that, we call it Bertha, the kind of bigger hill, dirt hill in the back. And then there's another hill called Killer, which is like the gravel hill. Our course is probably one of the slowest courses you'll run at, just based on how many hills there are. But a PR course we usually call is like just like a flat course.
Yeah.
There's no hills and you run kind of more flat, and that's where most of our kids will PR.
So your course is probably a good thing, so you can get those personal bests when you are out on a flat track.
Yeah, that's why we usually run our home course will be like our second meet, and then our third race we'll go run at like some really flat course, and then everyone will PR by big. So that's why part of course is fun.
So you're a senior. Where's the fastest or like easiest course you've ran on throughout your 4 years?
Probably Portage this year. We ran up in Portage West.
All right.
So in that course was super flat. There was like one little hill, and we ran with like the top kids in the state. So I think running with the best competition. I think that's what makes us a great team, is that we just like Coach Tom wants us to run with the best competition, and that's how we all do our best. So,
you know, Portage, that's where my granddaughters go to school, and they were running in that race too this year.
Yeah, that was a big race.
Yeah, a lot of schools go to that.
Well, I think almost all the, like, we had 10 out of, like, 10 teams out of the top 10 in D2 were there, so the best
Amazing.
Competition.
And like you said, that is kind of a flat track, goes around Portage West School there in Portage. Well, let's talk a little bit more about coming up this weekend. We talked strategy with your coach, and what's going to be your strategy in this race on Saturday?
Well, I think I usually go out pretty hard, so I'll probably go out hard the first mile and then hopefully settle in with the top pack and then just see what I can do, hold on to them, see if I can get top five. I mean, that's my goal, and I think all of our goals are going to go out, try to go out hard and settle in and see what we can do. We're hoping for a top five finish for the boys, and then the girls are hoping to do top five too.
Let's talk about the girls a little bit. As you said, Sophie Skeels set a new school record there, and they've been kind of a surprise this year with the way they've done.
Well, they've trained. I mean, they've trained all summer very hard, and I know the girls have been working all this summer, and I think that at the state meet, they'll get top five just because they've been working hard all year. I'm really proud of them, and I think they can do whatever they want. So,
and you know, your coach talked about when running at the state meet that obviously the weather conditions aren't going to be in your favor, but when you're running with the best, it tends to make you better. Do you think that really affects you when you're running? Like when you're running with if you're up in the top five, you're running with the best four runners in the state, does that tend to kind of push you a little bit harder to run a little bit faster?
Yeah, I think it does. And running like meets by yourself or with one person isn't really, I don't really like that. So running with the top kids in the state, which I think will help me this weekend. I think that if I just run out with the top kids and I think I can hold on to them, that would be the best for me. So
we have to take a break here, but we'll be back and talk more with Aiden Smith from Adrian High School. But first, a message from the Lenawee Intermediate School District.
At the Lenawee Intermediate School District, we see the potential in every learner. Guided by service and collaboration, we work to create opportunities for success in our community. Whether in a classroom, on a school bus, or in an office, our mission is the same: supporting learners through personalized service, innovative programs, and engaged leadership. Join our team and make an impact. Visit www.lisd.us/careers to view our current open positions and apply today.
And you're back inside the cave. Pat Hayes, Andrew Morton with you. Our guest this morning, our athlete of the week, Aiden Smith from Adrian High School Cross Country. And Aiden, talking about the future for you. You're a senior, going to be graduating. And anything on the horizon as far as running at the next level?
I think my goal is to run in Division One, but I kind of have a couple schools in mind. I'm kind of thinking about Central and Michigan State, and there's a school out in Colorado that I'm hoping to go to. So I'm kind of just keep my options open.
So have you been contacted by these schools at all?
Yeah, I reached out to Central and then Michigan State and then a school in Colorado. So I'm just gonna hope hunker down and see what I can do these last couple of meets, because I do have a couple of meets after states that I'm running in. Just unofficially, so I'm hoping so I can get some more PRs.
So what kind of studies do you want to go into when you get to college?
I want to do finance and accounting. That's a finance major and an accounting minor. So
great. That sounds great.
I would say that's perfect for state, probably.
Yeah,
from what I've heard. So yeah, and then so those meets after season, are those national ones or are those state ones?
So I'm running in what they call it, the Mitico race. So it's in Shepherd. It's kind of like a Midwest regional. And then if I go to that, I'll run. And if I get top 12 seniors there, I'll run in Ohio. And then after that, I'll run a national race, which is Foot Locker regionals.
Okay.
And then if I do, and it's in Wisconsin. And then if I get like top 10 there, I'll run in California.
Okay.
So.
Oh, that's great. Sounds like you got a great future ahead of you and a lot of anticipation. I'm sure you're excited to get things going.
Yeah, I am very excited. So thank you.
Well, we want to wish you and your team good luck. I know your coach has some high expectations for you this weekend as far as a team is concerned. Wants to finish in that top three or four. That would be great. Do you think that's a big chance that you could do that?
Yeah, I think it's reachable for us, and I think the best the cross country team's ever done is fifth. So I think we're,
that's what he said.
Yeah, so we're really hoping for something big this weekend. I think the girls are too. So we're all just going to go out and put everything on the line and see what we can do. So
great. Aiden, thank you very much for coming in to Inside the Cave. And, again, the best of luck to your team and the girls' team and all of the teams from Lenawee County in the MIS finals this weekend.
Thank you.
All right. And our Athlete of the Week program has been brought to you by the Lenawee Intermediate School District. Continue to inspire the community through motivated, dedicated, and determined hard work. The LISD, empowering learners and creating opportunities for success.